create some flooding problems. Mid-70s tomorrow, mid-60s on Wednesday. The rain ends around midday Thursday. Sunshine returns on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police need your help finding a man wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Authorities say 65-year-old Kermit Canty is convicted of criminal sexual conduct against a 6-year-old boy. There is a $5,000 reward in the case. A Montgomery woman has been missing since November 2018, and now her family is once again asking for anyone with information to come forward. Lakira Goldsmith was last seen on Narrow Lane Road. If you know anything, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Alabama lawmakers could lift a decades-old ban on yoga in public schools. This bill would let local school systems decide if they want to teach yoga. The Alabama Board of Education voted in 1993 to prohibit yoga, hypnosis, and meditation in schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, and as we recommended earlier, you might want to stop any contact with people because of the coronavirus. Rashida Tlaib, remind folks here.
Yo, you know what? You're so freaking obsessed with what I decide to do with my body. Maybe you shouldn't even want to have sex with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Got that covered.
Welcome back to News and Views. We have a guest in the studio.
We certainly do. Our old friend John Rice, a conservative activist for many years, former state senator from the Auburn-Opelika area. John, welcome.
Well, you're here. Very glad to be here.
You're here sharing some interesting things going on at the State House that no one would know because they're trying to keep it secret. And you're here to share that with our listening audience today. What the shenanigans that some of our elected officials are up to once they tried the eliminating the elected State Board of Education to an all-appointed board. Josh Moon did send out one funny tweet. He said something about, well, the nine people that voted for the amendment, that would be Kay Ivey, Del Marsh, and the seven people they were going to appoint.
The promised appointees. I read that.
Do we know who any of them are?
You can only imagine that some people that are currently on the school board that weren't actively against it might have been some people that were going to be actively appointed.
Right.
That would be the first guess I would put up.
Yeah.
Well, some of the other ones would be what we call Montgomery insiders.
Really? I didn't know there was such a thing.
Insiders.
Well, Jack, it was overwhelming. We as a population have staved off another takeover of central authority. But, you know, the question really lies is why did they do it? Why did they... the Montgomery insiders, why did they want to do this? It wasn't about improving education.
No, you can rest assured that wasn't the case.
No, because that you can't not tell me one thing that state school board could have done to improve education that would have been different had BCA stayed out of it for the last 10 years. When Bill Canary, the former president of BCA, said that 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever it was, when Michael Sentence was hired, the failed 2 years of Alabama, that the next selection of the state school superintendent would come across his desk. If you remember, he said that. And that's kind of a scary proposition that BCA doesn't want to take it, take responsibility for what's happened during these 10 years. But when you've got your main guy sitting on the front row in the education committee is trying to direct votes, and education's falling apart, I don't think whether you have a board appointed or elected, if it's all manipulated by the central authority, means the same.
That's why I was opposed to this amendment. It seemed to me like, you know, I wasn't completely against the idea of appointing anybody, judges, education, but on this issue of education, it seemed like this is just shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. It's not actually going to fix anything, so why make that change?
That's correct. And it all is about control.
There you go.
Central authority control. And that way they don't ever have to worry about taking a vote. You don't have to count your votes beforehand. You've already got them. And that's what, once I said that to civic clubs or wherever I was speaking, I said, yeah, the thing is right now in the legislative process, the city council or county commission, before you bring something up for a vote, you usually, if you're the proponent, or you've got your votes counted. If you don't have your votes, Jack, you don't call for the vote, do you?
No.
Ever.
Well, cardinal rule.
Yeah. It's kind of like a lawyer asking a question of his own client on the witness stand. If you hadn't already asked him that question, now's not the time.
Right. You better know the answer before you ask it.
So for the state school board, what they wanted, Joe, is they always wanted to have the vote count where they didn't have to worry about working the vote count.
Right.
And anybody that's ever served on the board knows what I'm talking about. So control. This is about control. Well, before even the vote was taken, we got a copy of an education survey, which you two mighty gentlemen have in your media piles there.
Yes.
And it's called Education Survey. Mm-hmm. And this was given to the members of the legislature, not talked about to the population. These people that had to take this survey are your individual legislators, both House and Senate. They were not given an opportunity to go and discuss this with people in their community involved in this stuff. And so what's reported is that the Senate pro tem, Del Marsh, will use this as the whip to bring other things to clarity in the legislature. So let's look at item number four first.
Okay.
The education survey says, how important is it to you to reorganize / reform the Alabama State Department of Education? Not very important or very important? So, Jack, if you were just a freshman House or Senate member, and somebody throws that at you, do you really think you know? Or do you need to go talk to your superintendents at home and say, hey, what's wrong with the State Department of Education? Why is this question being asked of me? And I serve on the Transportation Committee. I don't serve on the Committee on Education Policy. Why is this question being asked? Because It's a trap. That's all it is a trap. And so how many people in the legislature voted against Amendment 1 going to the voters?
Probably very few.
Handful. 5, 6, something like that. Because the survey says...
Oh, everybody thinks it's very important.
Yeah. So we want to expose this education survey here on your show.
It's such a vague question. Just that one. How important is it to you to reorganize, reform the Alabama State Department of Education? Well, what the hell do you mean by reorganize? What kind of reform?
That's right. Yeah, let's look at the bill.
Yeah.
Now, don't pull a Nancy Pelosi on me that says we got to pass it before we read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have some real education reform. All right. Let's say question number one. Knowing that polling indicates that voters support eliminating tenure for teachers and it being the second biggest factor to voters in improving education rankings, I want to see that.
I
want to see that. Okay? Are we going to compare us with other states that do or do not have tenure? Right now, we're having a horrible time recruiting people into the teaching profession.
Right.
So is their idea here to do more damage to that? What a stinking question.
Well, and it says voters support eliminating tenure. How important is it to you to reform tenure? So again, it's like, what do you mean by reform? How does that even match up compared to the idea of eliminating if that those polls are true?
What right-minded citizen would oppose tenure? I mean, do you know? I don't know anybody, even Republicans. They may not like the career ladder and some of those other things, but I don't.
Yeah, we kill that. But you know, I was one of four people that voted against it, Mo Brooks being one, when it came through, career ladder, that is. So you have to go back home and talk to your superintendents, talk to your people involved in education and get there, because as a freshman or a sophomore legislator, you really don't know how to frame the question to ask your folks. You kind of say, lead me through this, tell me what I need to know. Because, you know, this question right here, you need to ask your superintendent. You need to ask your local boards of superintendent what problems they're having with tenure. Well, as soon as I did this, I picked up a phone and called a very good friend, not my home county, but a very good friend who's a superintendent in another county. He said, we don't have problems with tenure. He said, if I got a bad teacher, I fire him. He said, there's nothing wrong with tenure. He said, it gives people job security. He said, that way as a superintendent, because so many counties elect their superintendents instead of hiring them as a professional, he said, you don't have to play politics with that. He said the lady teaching third grade at one school, she'd been there 20 years, her kids are doing great. She's not a threat to get fired because she didn't support the right superintendent. Tenure's not a bad thing. The way it was used in this state for about 25 years, it was overused, and defense of bad teachers was taken to the extent, but we've got a law now that says if you follow this process, bad teachers can be removed from the classroom.
When was that change put in place? It was abused for 25 years. When was that change you just said?
10 years ago.
Okay.
So we don't have a, as far as I know, and I talked to superintendents a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway, they want to know how this person would feel on that. Number two, knowing 76% of Alabama statewide voters support allowing parents to choose a school instead of sending them to a school based on their zip code. Where's the problem with that? Not everybody can pick a top-performing school because then that school will no longer be what?
Top-performing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't cram everybody in a magnet school. What we need is, I don't know if y'all read the article that was published yesterday. It said, hey, you know, where are the parents in this thing? Have we cut parents so far out of educating our children because of Common Core that they don't feel comfortable being involved in education? There's something else that passed that, of course, is not on this survey, but this very same group of jackals passed a bill a few years back that it's called, you might want to write this down, Jack, and Google it up in your off time. It's called the School Board Governance Act. Are you familiar with it? No, because it was passed under secrecy. School Board Governance Act basically makes the central authority the central authority, total. So if I wanted to sit on a panel of people that, you know, I served as on a, as an oversight position for the legislature on the Southern Regional Education Board, which is a big group of education thinkers. And I was so out of place, but I did seek that so I could by osmosis learn something.
Sure, sure.
You know, just being around it, you have to learn something. And when you think you got the answer to the question, keep asking the question, because the real answer is underlying somewhere. So the School Board Governance Act changed a lot of things. It made people scared of the shadows about questioning the central authority.
And just to reset the table for folks who may just be tuning in, we're talking to John Rice, and we're talking about this education survey. This was passed out at the beginning of the session to legislators, and it was secret. It was only given to them, and they were essentially told, answer this very quickly. You don't have time to go talk to other people about it.
And just... you cannot have a copy of it.
Interesting.
Now,
so you have
confiscated one from an insider.
That's what I was going to say.
Jack, you know, I used to have all this information when I was in the legislature. People couldn't figure out where I got it. It's because our state employees care. You realize that?
Oh, yeah.
They care. Our state employees care what's happening in their state. And when they see people lying, cheating, and stealing, they will tip folks like y'all and me off.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that I was able to get a hold of this. And I started laughing as soon as I read through it. I thought, wow, why don't we just say, hey, you still smoking pot every night?
Yeah, whatever you answer, it's, you
know, bad.
Right.
Okay. You still beating your children? That's what this survey is, Joe. It's a gotcha. It doesn't matter what you do here.
Right.
It's a gotcha. Because you're not going to say it's not very important to not give teachers a pay raise.
What happens if you don't answer it?
Some didn't.
Okay. That would be my reaction.
That's exactly.
And there's some ideas. I might differ you a little bit, John. There's some of the ideas here that I might be for. It's just presented in such a vague way.
We got to see it.
Right.
We got to see how it's going to be copied.
Always the devil in the detail.
Yes. So that knowing that polling indicates that voters support the idea of allowing parents to take $6,500 of their tax dollars to a public or private school of their choice. Now, what it doesn't say in here, that maybe somebody's connected to the charter school movement and they're trying to push a charter school for profit bill through so that the three of us could maybe buy an old building and turn it into a school, hire real cheap teachers from Turkey, and pretend to educate children and get paid a lot of money for it.
Well, this smells like it's got Bob Riley's fingerprints
you
all
think,
over it. No kidding.
Well, I know for a fact this one has no fingerprints on it. I was sure of that. But I'm going to post this. We're going to build a website around this education survey. And so when you talk to me next week, I'll send you the info. And we'll have the website up and running. Now, you know, for the next 2 weeks after this week, the legislature is going to take a two-week break.
Oh, I bet they'll be corralling them all in, calling them in one by one.
Well, I'm hoping that our citizens here will, you will inform them of what's going on as a follow-up and send them to the, let people read this and say, how would you know to answer this? Why don't you present a piece of legislation to me and let me tell you, let me take it to my superintendent. Let me take it to my husband or wife, or let me take it to somebody back home and see how it affects my district. Because these things affect districts differently. It's dramatic. This the way these things are worded is gotcha. Have we got time to do another one?
Yeah,
need to take
a
break.
We do. Right.
So we already talked about number four is Heinz.
Now, was this sent to every House member and every senator?
It wasn't sent. They were called to a meeting in their respective offices in small groups. I think in the Senate it might have been one or two people at a time. And I know that the Republicans in the House, I've heard it because I've talked to some of them, were called in as small groups, said, fill this out and hand it back. And so some of them didn't feel very comfortable with it, started complaining, and they got to saying, oh, it's just a survey, you know, let me search your car, I'm not going to do it, you know. And the next thing you know, gotcha. Yeah, I spilled something in your back seat out of my pocket, but it's yours, you know. If you trust this survey, you need to watch
I would tell them, I'm not going to fill the survey, but I'd be happy to talk to you, head of the Senate. I'll be happy to talk to you, leadership in the House, about your ideas that you want to present.
So, yeah.
I'm not going to put a number down on a complex issue such as vouchers or charter schools or technology in the classroom.
Yeah. So how important is the issue increasing teacher pay to you? Well, I hope everybody said that we want to make our teachers as respected and through their paycheck as the other teachers that touch our state, the other four states. We would like to stay at least respectable. We don't want to be like we were 30, 40 years ago, is the least paid, the least respected paycheck. So I would hope that everybody, Democrat, Republican, or whoever, would think that our teachers deserve it. And here's the sad thing, Jack. I was talking to some folks over the weekend about it, and the subject of Birmingham and Birmingham schools always comes up. And I said, so you think that we ought to pay the teachers less that have to go into a war zone?
Yeah, really.
I don't. I mean, the career ladder would have destroyed a lot of teaching professions had it not gotten repealed. But here we are. How important is the issue of increasing teacher pay to you? Well, I believe it's down there just thrown in to make people feel good about answering this, because I would hope that everybody would say good. And why is that? Alabama lives under a very elastic system of taxation, with sales and income tax being so elastic dependent on the economy. That's the reason it's been hard to project Alabama's budget so many times. And before the safeguards that were built in now, before we had those, we were in constant proration because the legislature was over budgeting because of a dear friend of ours who's name we won't mention because he's dead, but he was always pushing the legislature to adopt a budget that they couldn't fund, and it immediately put everybody in proration. Well, that was a ploy to raise taxes. And so finally we got some safeguards, and we do have an expanding economy, and so we have an increase in revenue, and because of that increase in revenue, we've been able to give teachers consecutive pay raises, and so we being the taxpayers. So we're doing better. We're doing better.
Well, we need to hit a quick break here. Again, we're talking to John Rice. This is a secret survey that's now being brought into the light or passed out. This is at the beginning of the session, right before everything got going. They called people in, handed them the survey, said, fill it in. And, folks, all it is, it's six questions. And on a sliding scale of 1 to 5, from not very important to very important, you essentially circle a number.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So we'll be back. More news and views from 9 to noon after this.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet inviting you to our winter sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit and half off any pet pad. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Save thousands during our winter sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Schedule your free pre-measurement today by calling 285-8117 or see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This part of News and Views is brought to you by Dr. Tom. You can call him Dr. Tom. Dr. C. Thomas Pershing, chiropractor, whether for accidents or industrial injury, he can help you out. He's located at 75928 Tallahassee Highway there in Wetumpka, Alabama, 75928 Tallahassee Highway. Give him a call today, 514-7600. On that first visit with Dr. Tom Pershing, he'll get a little bit of your history, what's troubling you, whether it's those upper back problems, lower back, chronic issues, maybe pinched nerves, you know, running down your legs. There's all sorts of unique problems, bulging discs, and he can help you out as he interviews you, figures out your history. Dr. Tom has thousands of hours of experience. He's also taught chiropractic to folks all over the state. So not only has he practiced it, he's taught the art of chiropractic, and he is also able to offer things there at his practice, whether it's laser therapy approved by the FDA since 1975 or spinal decompression used for disc bulges of the lower and mid-back. That way, you don't have to go in and do invasive surgery. Often that don't work. I know too many people have had surgery on their back and it didn't end up helping. So call Dr. Tom today. Be sure to tell him that Joey from News & Views sent you. 514-7600, 514-7600. Again, 75928 Tallahassee Highway in Wetumpka, Alabama. Thank you again to Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom Pershing being a great sponsor here of News & Views. So welcome back, folks. Welcome back. We're going over this super secret, now not so super secret, education survey.
Wait a minute. I've got a question for Dr. Tom.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
I have a pain.
Yeah.
It's called Central Authority in Montgomery. I was wondering if you might could help me remove
it. I don't know if laser therapy or spinal decompression can help you there.
Well,
but maybe.
Let's talk about number six in the Central Authority pain in my rear end. With a potential of saving money through less spending on textbooks and reading initiative. Now, this one is probably the one that got me more than anything else. 10 years ago, when Jack and I helped flip the House of Representatives more than anything else to the Republican side, we were...
I'm not sure we did a good thing.
I'm telling you, we were 25th in reading, 26th in math in the nation. Now we're dead last. Tell me what has happened, the two things that has happened to take us from going up to going down. Common Core and the Republican greed. And it is bedded in number six. So we've done away with the reading initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're dead last in reading. But yet we were, people from all over the country were coming here to witness what we were doing.
Look, John, this is a ploy.
Oh, man.
For our kids to do poorly so they can say, well, blame it on the State Board of Education. Blame it on not having enough charter schools. That's their whole ploy, is to make our students fail. And I'm not a conspiracy guy, but they want our kids to fail so they can put in their reforms and their people to make money off the system.
All right, now I want to make something perfectly clear. Joey and I are conspiracy people. We believe in it. There is a conspiracy to make this happen. And it's only a few people in on the game. The one that stand to make $1 billion in the next 10 years by converting poor performing schools that they cause to perform poorly into charters.
Yeah.
So, for instance, Montgomery County's public school system has had issues. They're in intervention. Poor performance kind of across the board on just the basic standards. And when did that start going downhill for just Montgomery County, for instance?
Well, let me ask y'all a big question here. What is the number one best performing high school in the state?
I'm going to guess Mountain Brook.
I would say Montgomery County because of Lamp.
You got it. So why can't we have all?
I've argued that for a long time. Why can't every school be a Lamp school, magnet school?
Okay. Y'all have 38 mills of tax to support everything you do, and we have 54 in Opelika. Phoenix City has 57 mills of tax. Vestavia has 97. Mountain Brook is so wealthy, their school system doesn't take federal dollars.
Yeah.
So if you're willing to fund education and find the problems in it, not money cannot solve all the problems, y'all. It cannot do it. You've got to have teachers who are respected by the parents, by the community, who are protected and promoted.
That is in the communities where parents matter.
That's correct. But you can't have a separation in the best schools to the worst schools in the same county, and it makes sense. So that has nothing to do with the state school board. It has almost nothing to do with the state legislature. It has everything to do with local control.
Lisa Keith put out a memo this weekend talking about the audit. And she has a lot of questions that she wants answered.
About the $700,000?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, and I got a copy of it. She sent it to me, but she also sent it to Dan Morris, so we'll be on next. Maybe he'll talk about it. But I didn't find it till late last night. But she's raising a bunch of questions as to, is some of this stuff still going on? Was this a one-time thing?
My understanding is also it's one fiscal year, and it was a spot audit. So it was five of the 50 schools here in the county.
So, I mean, there could be a lot more going on that we don't know about. But anyway, she's on top of it, and I'm happy.
You know, in some states, the state auditor would be given the money to go and do things. And here, he has no money, and he's not allowed to do things. Other states, the auditor, in fact, Jeff Sessions gave a pretty good attorney general's opinion about what the office of auditor in Alabama can do, but they have to have staff to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't have any staff, and the legislature's not going to give him any, but he needs to stop doing some stupid things that he does.
All right, well, let me finish on this, and then we're going to talk about how KIV beat him like 100-1 in the delegate spot. Whatever it was ridiculous. The way that he handled it, I think, is real something you need to ask him. Let's go back to number six, and I think this is something that everybody should be paying attention to. This secret education survey that the legislature was forced to take, some of them took it. How important is expanding technology used in classroom via iPads, Chromebooks, Surfaces, et cetera, that would allow teachers to instantaneously see how students are progressing and focus in on exactly the type of literacy or math issues plaguing the student? In other words, I've got this buddy that's selling technology in the form of iPads and Chromebooks. Would y'all please put five over here so that I can hook my guy up? That's all this. This is ridiculous. Okay, number one is, what we're seeing nationwide right now is people are turning away from too much technology, taking down the smart boards, putting back chalkboards, but not in Alabama. We're going to go the other way. We're going to say, oh, the reading initiative was not important. But yet every indication otherwise that I have seen says exactly the opposite. But this survey is telling a question, not asking it. It's telling a question. Y'all, I'm going to get this thing up. We're going to build a website for this, and we're going to have some input on education in Alabama from the citizens' point of view. I have talked to several former legislators, people that served with me and after me. There are not too many that served before me that are still alive. and they are. I sent them copies. They're incensed. They said, really? So these guys that don't know anything about education issues more than the average citizen are being asked a setup question. They're being told a question, not ask it. And it, y'all, this is what the central authority in Montgomery is doing. So I think we were all trying to wrap our heads around, why did the legislature push through a piece of legislation to force us to go defend our state school board and fight the governor over this issue? And that, you see why. The bottom line is number six. Bottom line is number three. Take those two off of this survey. And, folks, we'll have this up on a website here in the next day or two, and Jack and Joey will know all about it. I'll send you all the links, and y'all can tell folks, hey, let's watch what happens next. Because if you trust what's going on in the legislature today, you better keep your bank account number secret.
Well, how about the Alabama Accountability Act that was passed in the cloak of darkness and wasn't done according to Senate or House rules?
I was sitting there watching it happen. I was sitting in Dick Brubaker's office when they made the call, and I went over to the Education Policy Committee and watched Del Marsh take this AAA bill, turn the 9-page education document into a 27 or 28-page bill to steal $25 million from the state every year, wash it through the hands of a former governor at 5%, where the former governor makes over $1 million a year for having some friends that want to get a tax break. Y'all, okay, let's think through this. Same group of legislators that helped take $457 million from the trust fund, but the voters had to okay it. So you had Governor Bentley and all the hierarchy of the legislature went out and asked the voters, hey, let us steal $150 million a year for 3 years to balance our budget because we're not strong enough to balance the budget ourselves. So we're going to take this money, put it in the general fund. Oh, but Brian Taylor has a bill that says we're going to pay it back. You can't pay the same dollar back. That dollar is spent. The next money you put back in there came from guess who? The taxpayers. It didn't come from the recipients of all this money. Y'all, the leadership in this state needs to be put in check.
Or in jail.
Well, can't do that. Doesn't seem like we can do that either.
No.
You get convicted in Alabama and you just roam the streets for 3 or 4 years. Folks, I don't know. It's disconcerting.
It is disconcerting. I'm kind of letting my cynical side be quiet here for a second. Because,
well, that would not be you.
Yeah, but I'll put it this way, John, is that, you know, this principle of follow the money, I hear what you're saying, and I think you're right. But I also say, given the current system, imagine there is none of these pushes going on. Is there not this sort of follow the money things going on in the current system? For instance, textbooks are expensive, right? Where does all that money go for the textbooks?
You know what's more expensive than that? Ignorance.
Yeah.
Let's erase ignorance. You know, here's what school, of course, Jack and I are a lot older than you, but when we were coming through school, we were nationally competitive students.
Yeah.
You throw down test scores with even my children. In Opelika, we're nationally competitive. Right. I've got a grandchild going to MIT, only one of 1,180 students worldwide that applied that got accepted to MIT. He's going to graduate from Opelika in May. I mean, we're competitive. But the ones that aren't really aren't competitive. Let's solve the crisis. And you don't do it by filling a classroom full of Chromebooks to kids that can't read. It does no good.
It makes your friends rich.
But it seems like just on a trend over, say, a several-decade period, more and more money's been spent on education, possibly on schemes like this that do no good. But more and more money has been spent, and outcomes across the country have gone down. And it's a problem, and it makes me more open to different ways of pulling this off. But, of course, the follow the money principle is a good one to follow because I think you make a good point. If you have a classroom full of kids who can't read, a reading initiative is probably better than handing them a Chromebook. I get that. But I also look at how much does a textbook cost? Why does it cost that much?
Not as much as a Chromebook.
Right, but the principle of follow the money and cronyism and not having an efficient system that's serving our students well, I think is a problem for the status quo before the status quo was changed to what current was when they stormed the state house, and then a lot of the new proposals. I kind of just look around and go, oh, we'll follow the money everywhere. And I just, I agree. I'm frustrated in general with more money being spent and outcomes going down.
Well, let's go back to the reading initiative and reading, writing, and arithmetic and get people through the sixth grade. And then I think we can talk about upgrading some other things. But right now, when kids are being promoted out of the elementary schools into a position that they can't handle the next level, it's criminal what these central authority figures have done to the next generation of people in Alabama. It's criminal.
Well, we need to hit another break.
And I'll tell you about the social promotion in Texas, reading being the number one problem and how we help solve it.
We'll talk about it when we get back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 272-9220 if you have a comment or question. More news and views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a beautiful weekend, round one of the rain today, with showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms, high temperature upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. Scattered showers will be around from time to time. Tonight, overnight low 61. Then tomorrow night, Wednesday night, periods of showers and thunderstorms. Rainfall could be locally heavy at times. It's not going to rain all the time, but the potential for excessive rainfall could create some flooding problems. Mid-70s tomorrow, mid-60s on Wednesday. The rain ends around midday Thursday. Sunshine returns on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
You're right, Expose Network.
This part of News and Views brought to you by Express Fitness 24-7. It's where I go to work out. I'm going to the Harrison Road location, 3331 Harrison Road. Express Fitness 24-7 bought Hogan's Gym. So it's Express Fitness 24-7 at Hogan's Gym. 24-7 access when you become a member. Low sign-up fee and then a month-to-month rate. You don't have to do a long-term contract. So you can try it out for a couple months. If it isn't for you, don't have to keep paying, don't have to keep going. But I think you'll want to. State-of-the-art equipment from, I'm mostly using free weights like barbells, dumbbells these days. But they also have weight machines, whether plate-loaded or cable weight machines, rooms full of cardio equipment. They've got it going on over Express Fitness 24-7. And when you become a member, you can go to any Express Fitness 24-7 location around the River Region. Check out their website today, Express Fitness, the number 24.com, expressfitness24.com. Be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you.
I was talking about in Texas the Reading Initiative. There was George Bush, when he was governor, he tried to push through a new reading initiative that you would take a reading test in third grade, be administered in April. If you failed it, you could take it again in July, and then if you failed, or June, and then if you failed it, you could take it again in August. Before the next school year, you had three opportunities to pass it. And the Democrats just went wild against it. And it passed the House. They were trying to, well, actually, you had a third grade initiative. They were trying to eliminate it. And it got through the House. And Teal Bivens, who was a, the House was Democrat controlled back then. This was before, I think this was in 2001. So the state senator who was head of the State Education Committee, Teal Bivens from Amarillo, who was a big Republican, a real rich guy, said, hell no, I'm not even giving it a hearing. And so they never got rid of the third grade initiative. And it's proved to be a very good thing for Texas.
Because the kid doesn't need to go to the fourth grade if he hasn't completed the third grade.
The social promotion deal... And we actually, our association actually beat some people, some Democrat House leaders, members who had pushed again, who pushed for the elimination of the reading test.
Why would anybody want to do away with it?
And it's weird to me that the teacher unions want to do away with it, because it's really not a teacher issue, but they were against it. So the House, being Democrat, caved.
Was it a career ladder tied to it or anything?
No
success out of the classroom for your next paycheck?
I can't remember that part. I don't know if there was some sort
of... That would be kind of major. I could see where the union... You know, we don't hear much about out of our teachers' union anymore except for just those things that affect the teachers.
Right.
You know, it's up to us, y'all, about these education initiatives. It's not up to the teachers' union. They don't know what goes on in every county and every school district. We need, and I've said this in every talk I've made against Amendment 1. I said, folks, get to know your school board member. Now's your opportunity to get involved in this. Let's take education back to 10 years ago. Let's make it important. It's important to you as a taxpayer. It's 4/5 of the state budget. You know, education is. So let's make it important again. And so I think this secret survey, number six, just boils my blood when it says with the potential of saving money through less spending on textbook and reading initiative. I mean,
who wants to spend less on a reading initiative when we've gone from, what'd you say, 25th to dead last?
Yeah, we're below all districts, including Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico.
Now, and what does a reading initiative look like? Just to basically, you hire more people to sit down with students and you
have reading coaches, you have support for those first, second, and third grades that reading is fundamental.
Right.
Reading is fundamental. And if, you know, several people have said, if you don't do anything except teach reading in the first three grades, you'd be better off. They'll pick up the math as they go along.
Or not, like me.
Yeah, or I was going to say, or like Jack, who has to have an accountant to count his change.
And isn't there also a lot of, sometimes they do a really good job with like pre-K or early on grades, but then there's a drop-off at the middle school level, right?
Right. And the pre-K thing is really not proven.
Right, I agree with you.
It's just not proven.
Yeah.
It's a funny story, but my grandmother was an English teacher. And so you get pummeled if you do something wrong there. But she didn't pummel me in the first and second grade. You know, she had me picking up pecans in the pecan orchard and cutting grass. She wouldn't pummel me until, you know, we started writing essays and speaking proper grammar, you know, off the farm. It was very important. But if you don't have that at home, where are you going to get it? You better get it in the classroom. What we've hired our teachers for the last 150 years in our country. Public education's only been around since Horace Mann made it important. Is if you can read and comprehend, reading and reading comprehension are more important than anything else we can do in education.
Right.
And for this survey to say, get a load of this, with the potential of saving money through less spending on textbook and reading initiative, how important is it to expand technology in the classroom? I saw that, I thought, man.
It shouldn't be an either-or proposition. I don't mind the idea of tech coming to bear, but it shouldn't be an either-or proposition. And that's the giveaway. That's what tips it off to your point.
Well, it is. All right, so we beat that up enough. Can I mention a couple of other things that are looming?
We need to hit one last break real quick. Sorry about that.
And then we'll talk about the loom.
Indeed, the loom. More news and views when we come back after this quick break.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic. Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello?
Hello.
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Not much time here. This part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. I mean, the reviews are in, folks. Denise writes, wonderful realtor, nice person, goes out of his way to help everyone. That's exactly the Eddie Bader I know. I joke around with him a lot, but he's really down-to-earth, easy-to-work-with guy and a top-notch real estate agent. With the spring market coming up, he knows how to spruce up your home so it gets top dollar on the market. He's also connected because he is listing places all over the place for you out there looking to buy. Eddie Bader is your man. Got a team of folks on standby ready to help you out. So whether you're call, text, call anytime, 322-0662, 322-0662. That's Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, or check him out on Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses. So closing moments here. We've talked too long. There's so much to go on.
We'll have you back so we can talk
about it. Come back next week and update on this and several other things. But we'd like to tell y'all, of course, y'all, both of you know, and a lot of the listeners know, that I'm involved in a lot of the gun rights issues in the state. And Gerald Allen from Tuscaloosa has introduced his permitless carry bill, Senate Bill 1 again, and it's got endorsements by a lot of folks. We finally got Cam to bring it up in committee last week. It passed out and is headed to the floor. There are many other gun bills that most of the groups that I'm involved with do not support. But what we have found out is that any bill that takes the money away from permits, the sheriffs are not for it.
Right, absolutely not.
And it's gotten, I've told you this for years, Jack, that, and next week I'll come in and show you everything we've got in writing that proves every point I ever said before, and it's proved by their own union. Mm-hmm.